Welcome to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Philip, and also we got Miss Gabriella on the line as well to talk about the show topic today, which is, can relationships be a distraction? What's going on, Miss Gabriella?
Hey, I'm just over here just trying to stay warm and stuff because it's so cold outside, but I'm excited to talk about this topic because I have a lot of stories to tell.
A lot of stories to tell. Okay. Well, let's go on and get into, like, the meat of the particular episode. So, now, this episode was inspired and created by Miss Gabriella. So, obviously, she has a little bit more, probably, to go on than your boy. So, I'm going to start off first. Why did you want to talk about tonight by relationships being a distraction?
Well, because I'm in college. And I see a lot of people getting into relationships that they really shouldn't be in. And for the most part, I've seen a lot of these young guys that really all they really want to do is play the field and go out and have a good time. And, you know, they kind of, they want the companionship of a girlfriend. Like, they want to have someone to support them and love them and all that. But at the same time, they're still in that phase where they want to go out and they want to, you know, kind of test the waters and see what's out there and date this female, date that female, and sleep with this girl, sleep with that girl. They're not really ready for a relationship, but they get in one anyway because they still want all the benefits of being in the relationship, but they don't want to, but they don't really want, but they aren't ready for it, you know what I mean? So they kind of want to have their cake and eat it too. And for the on the side of the females, I see a lot of these girls running around behind these sorry men, not men, these sorry boys. Over, like, I have, I knew a girl that was sitting there dating this guy for years, and he was basically in his stage where he, you know, he was kind of in his little rebellious stage where he wanted to date a bunch of girls and mess around and stuff, and she was still chasing behind this boy. I can't tell you how many times I've had to sit there and listen to this person talk about how heartbroken they were by this guy. And it was ridiculous to me because it's like, look, if a man is, like, if a guy was even trying to mess for a month, I would have been done. I wouldn't be sitting around for 3 years hoping for somebody to change. It just doesn't work that way, you know?
I never understood that either. I've seen people, let me tell you what's more ridiculous. Have you ever seen people that's been engaged to somebody talking about, oh, I've been engaged to them for about 9 years. And you couldn't figure out in a short amount of time you want to marry the person? I'm like, how do you do that? Get what I'm saying? So, yeah, some people do get in relationships for convenience because some people can't stand being by themselves, which I always say that's a very dangerous thing if you cannot stand being by yourself. That you got to find somebody, you don't care who he is or who she is, as long as they got warm blood going through their veins, you got to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there don't make a bit of sense. You know, I've seen females just go from dude after dude after dude. You clearly see this dude no good, but he with her. And 9 times out of 10, you know, she end up getting her pregnant. I'm like, oh, I'm pregnant. How did that happen? You get what I'm saying? So it's like in your, let's say, your particular group of people, ain't no way in hell I get in a relationship. None. For many reasons. Many reasons I wouldn't do it. No. I mean, unless the chick come along, and I mean, I guess if she's the best thing to slice bread, I guess. But I wouldn't do it. So why are you saying that people, at least in your stage, I'm going to say, I'll talk about my stage as well, you know, come from the older side. Why do you see people trying to get in relationships being in college when you're still trying to grow up?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's really, I mean, some people do mature quickly. You know, I've seen people who are able to meet somebody their freshman year and date them exclusively all the way through, like, no cheating, no nothing. Like, they have a really serious relationship that lasts 4 years, and then they decide they want to get married when they graduate. And I've seen it happen, and I've seen it be successful. But not everybody can do that. You know, everybody matures at their own pace. And so a lot of people, it's really more of the, you know, it's just they want all the, like, all the benefits of having the girlfriend. Like, there's just a lot of privileges that, especially for a man, that a man would get from having a girlfriend, even if he's not really ready for it. There's a lot of things that girls would do that, you know, just because she has that little girlfriend title, she, you know, like, normal girls wouldn't do. Such as, I know there's some girls that are like, oh, well, he's my boyfriend, so they cook for him, clean for him, wash his clothes, sleep with him on a regular basis. I mean, all that sounds pretty good for a guy. All he has to do is maybe call her every day or send a couple of text messages and come and see her every now and then. And she's good, and that's all she needs. She's not, you know, a lot of these girls are sitting there getting all worked up over some young guy that doesn't really care about him just because this is her quote-unquote boyfriend, just because someone said, oh, I want to be with you, you're my girl now. You know, it takes more than that. But see,
it's the thing. You know, it's like those females do all that just in hopes of, and half the time the dudes are not even giving them an indication that, hey, you know what, I want you to be my girl. They got chicks, you know, especially like they even sleep with you just so they think, oh, you know, that's my boyfriend. They'll pull that junk a lot. They give you some or whatever, and then now you say, oh, that's my man. You'd be like, I didn't say that. I say, oh, of course, I'm a man. I'm not going to turn it down. But come on. I mean, like, how in the world are we going to, we boyfriend and girlfriend like that? And they got plenty of women thinking that they can get a man in the bedroom. Oh, if he just sleep with me, it'll be all right. And that's what gets a lot of females in trouble, is because they never establish what they are from the beginning. I said it last week, and I'm going to say it every week. You got to establish what you are from the beginning. Are you a friend with benefits? Are you boyfriend and girlfriend? What are you?
Mm-hmm.
And half of these females don't know where they stand. Now, dudes, they'll play a run game on you and tell you stuff you want to hear, but dudes already know when they see you what they kind of want to do with you, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of these women don't understand. You can't give up everything too quick, because it puts you in a whole category. It's like with men, it's weird. It's like you give things up too quick, you're a whole. You give it up too late, and you just kind of, oh, when standoffish chicks that don't want to do nothing, and then you got to worry about a dude fooling with somebody else who is a hoe. You know what I'm saying? So now I got a question that came in the comment section. It said, I just came out of a relationship. Basically, this is the fifth time we broke up. Do you think it's time to move on? You want to answer that, Gabriella, before I do? Because
I
got something.
I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes to breakups and things like that, I would say 2 times breaking up is pushing it, to be honest with you. I mean, I would say, like, if you break up, or both of you guys are just really busy, or something happened, and you got to break up, and you say, okay, we're just going to separate for a little while, and maybe we'll get back together later. That's fine. That a lot of people do that. But if you've been broken up, like, oh, well, he cheated this time, so I'm breaking up with him. Then 3 months later, you get back together, and then you guys go through this breakup makeup thing. All that's going to do, if you actually do have a long-term relationship with this person, all that is going to happen is that you're going to have a really, like, one of those marriages that all you do is fight all the time. You know what I mean?
There's no way to live.
That's not a way to live.
Exactly. Because, you know, it's like this. If you don't, now when it comes to, you know, at least marriage or living with a woman or whatever, the only place you got in this world is your household to have peace. That's where you escape the world to not, you know, deal with anything, okay? Now, if you don't have peace in your household, well, you're supposed to escape the world from all the stress of work, all the strange people you can't stand on the highway, all the stuff you got. You can't have peace there. You have peace nowhere. And my father told me that game, and I stick to it. Okay, now, what I asked in the chat room to the person that presented the question was, can you tell me what broke you up each time so I can address it properly, okay? Now, The first time they broke up, Ms. Gabrielle, they said they didn't enjoy their conversation on the phone. The first time they broke up, I guess it was some boring convo, wasn't connecting in the conversation area. So obviously they had a communication problem because you can't even communicate with a phone. It's kind of like going over, didn't enjoy the conversation. So my question to the person, even though I'm waiting for you to type the rest of it, like, why did you go back with them after you didn't enjoy the conversation, like, at first? I'm just saying, because if I don't enjoy the conversation I have with a woman, it's no point to keep going on, because you got to connect in the area of, you know, communication, find something that you got, you know, that's real similar in a lot of areas. Now, Ms. Gabriella, on that first breakup, and they say they didn't enjoy the conversation on the phone. What you take from that?
My thing is even before just a relationship, if someone doesn't hold my conversation or hold my attention in the first, like, even if we're just texting or if we're just talking on the phone or we're just talking in person, if you can't hold my attention within, like, the first hour, because I'm, like, right off the bat, usually I can tell if this is someone that I would really be interested in. And if someone is just talking a whole bunch of stupid stuff, they're not articulate, they don't have a lot going for themselves, I kind of just blow them off. Like, I wouldn't even waste my time because, you know, if their first impression is bad, I wouldn't even go any further from that.
That's how I feel about a woman. Shoot, you longer than me. If I can't connect with you within 5 to 10 minutes, I don't want to talk to you. Now, I guess it's a guy saying, it says she didn't enjoy the conversation on the phone, but we enjoyed each other's conversation in person. So I'm confused. I mean, because the conversation you have, what was different about the conversation in person versus the conversation on the phone? I'm trying to understand that one. I'm really trying to understand it. I guess it's a guy. Please type and let me know what was the difference with the conversation on the phone versus the conversation in person. Because you said the first time y'all broke up, you wasn't enjoying the conversation on the phone. So you usually, when you meet a woman, you got to, number one, have something that you have in common with her. That's the best way to start a conversation with a woman or anybody. Find something you have in common. Like for me, for instance, you know, when I met my wife, you know, one thing we talked about was relationship things. There were things we dealt with in relationships that were very similar. That was a good talking point. You know, we both had children. Okay, so since we were both parents, that was another good talking point. You know, we had a lot of the same values and thoughts and stuff like that. I mean, that's like getting to know a person. Because if I just meet a random person, let's say a woman, and she, you know, I can't hold a conversation with her because we have nothing in common. You know, if you don't have nothing in common with the woman, then you don't really need to go much further either, because you got to have something in common with a person, male or female, right, Ms. Gabriella?
I mean, really, if you don't have anything in common, especially when it comes down to the main core values, I mean, you don't have to like a lot of the same things when it comes to stuff like movies and all that stuff. But when it comes to what's important to you in life, like your goals for the future, your religious views, your political views, how you want to raise children, if you want children, if you don't want children, all those things are important. And if you can't even get along in that, there's no point of even being friends with a person.
Okay. So, look, check this out. He typed, every time he would start a conversation, he heard crickets. Now, I'm a dude. Obviously, something about you was interesting, huh, bro? I'm just keeping it all the way 100. Because a woman, like, you talk to her, she's quiet, she's not saying nothing. She's, you know, and 9 out of 10, she's talking to other dudes. That's what I can't tell you, too. The women that's focusing their attention on other dudes and not just you, like, their mind be all kind of other places. Sometimes they be texting on their phone while you trying to talk to them, they texting. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I always tell a dude, you see your girl texting way too much, you trying to get to know her, oh, yeah, she's talking to other dudes, probably about 4 or 5 questions. Now, this dude say that even when he asked her a question, she still was quiet. So obviously she wasn't feeling you, man. So you kind of walked into a messed up situation from the jump. If a woman can't conversate, let me tell you something. If a woman interested in you, bro, She will talk to you about an ant on the ground and be smiling when she's doing it. Don't even care because she's just interested in talking to you. So mm-hmm. I always say this much. I don't believe in forcing people to talk to me. You don't want to talk to me? Fine. I'll move on because they got so many women out there looking for a man. You, dude, don't put up with that for no female. She don't want to talk to you. Let her go buy a business. Let her go talk to some dude that she want to talk to. Now, Ms. Gabrielle, let me ask you a question. If dudes ever did talk to you and you stayed quiet, why did you stay quiet from a one point of view?
I've never done that, so I can't really say it. But from a woman's point of view, if a woman isn't really interested in what a guy has to say, she won't talk to him. So what I do is I kind of either I'll just kind of say, oh, I'm not really interested, or you kind of just blow him off nicely. Basically, if a woman really isn't interested in what you have to say, all she's going to do is kind of just be quiet. That really just means that she doesn't really want to hear what you have to say. She doesn't care. Women love to talk. I think it's women on average say about 20,000 words a day or something like that. So, and then men only say 7,000. So women love to talk. So if she wasn't interested, that's why.
Yeah, but see, let me tell you something about that. Okay. You saying a woman wasn't interested, but it was something about him that she wanted to entertain him. And see, a lot of these females be playing games because it was something about him that she probably wanted to use, and that's what it was. She probably wanted to use him in some way, form, or fashion, but she really wasn't interested in the dude, but it was something about him that she wanted to use. So she just wanted to keep him around sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now look, he types up. How they got back together is what they worked on their conversation, even though he said, I'm not used to a girl that don't talk as much. But look, it's like this. If somebody asks you a question, like straight up, just ask you a question, your girl or your man asks you a question, and you don't answer, that's kind of rude.
Mm-hmm.
You answer something. You know, he's not like, okay, you worked on the conversation. You're not used to a girl that don't talk that much. Okay, yeah, I understand some women are quiet. I get that. But what was it about her that made you just like trying to pry words out of her? Because every woman I've seen, even women that's quote unquote quiet, you can make them talk. They will talk to you if they're interested in something about you that are interesting. It's like, I don't like to see dudes like trying to beg some female to talk to them, beg them to give them time, beg them for anything. Because one thing a lot of men don't realize in the world, it's way more women in the world than men. Trust me. And if she don't want to talk to you, I guarantee you can find about 10 other ones that want to talk to you. You get what I'm saying? Now, I don't know your age, bro. I really don't. But rest assured, like I said, I'm 33, okay? And I can tell you, that chick don't give you time, I guarantee you, 10 more will. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I did a video a while back, you know, called Thousands of Pretty Faces, Why You Tripping Off This One. And the purpose of that video was, don't be getting caught up on one female. Shoot, if she don't want to talk to you, go down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. You know, and see, what I learned about women, too, is that women like when you don't be all up in their face like that. They like when you just kind of like, yeah, whatever, like that. They love that junk. We all in their face like they're not interested. Now, why is that, Ms. Gabrielle? That's what I want to know. Why is that?
Why is what, that?
That when you... If a guy's always up in a chick face or whatever, sometimes she don't get interested. But if he's the dude that don't pick up attention at all, you know, that's the one she wants.
Oh, that's the scarcity mentality. That actually, that's something that happens to me, ironically, a lot because I keep to myself. And because of that, a lot of, you know, at any given time, I usually will have about 5 or 6 guys trying to, you know, run up to me in person or trying to text me and call me. It's because the way that the human mind works is that if something is too easy to get, you don't want it. But when something is rare, that's when you feel like, you're about to lose it, that's what makes you chase after it more. Like, you know, you've seen people fight each other to the death over, like, the last iPad on Black Friday. Because they're like, okay, this is the only one. And so when a guy, like a lot of guys will do this on purpose, like they will only it's kind of like training Pavlov's dog, you know what I mean? They kind of will give you like a little, like they'll text you like once a week, but they switch it up, or they'll call you once a week, or they'll try to see you very rarely because they want to like trigger this emotional response in you. And women trigger that emotional response with like that longing, that when is he going to call me? Does he care about me? Does he not care about me? All that kind of stuff, that kind of like brings up this feeling like, oh my God, I love him. But when a man is like all up in a girl's face, texting her every single day, calling her all the time, trying to spend all this time with her, it kind of brings up this feeling like, it's like, ew, like, don't you have anything better to do with your time? You know, do you have a life? Is there any other girl interested in you? I mean, why are you all up on me? You know, a lot of women find that annoying, or they find it kind of disgusting. And so they'll think that the person is desperate.
Yeah, and then once a chick think that you're so desperate, that's when you're about to get played sometime. Now, he typed, the second time that they broke up, he said that she loved me as a person but wasn't in love with me. Oh, we love to pull that. Well, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. How do you love a person but not be in love with them? See, you know, at one point in time, I used to think there was a bunch of bull, that statement. But as I've gotten older and I actually understand that statement, believe it or not, like a person can like you as a person, how you laugh, how you, you know, do things, how, you know, maybe you, you know, got some hobbies they like or whatever. But you as a person in a relationship, they don't love you like that. You know, and I think they're saying it wrong. They're just saying like, you know, as a person, you know, they should say I like you as a person, but I really don't love you on that relationship level. And mm-hmm. But saying that I love you, but I'm not in love with you, what kind of crap is that? So, dude, brother, if a chick tells you, well, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, why did you, like, went back with her? I'm just very curious because this chick, first of all, they want to talk to you much. You worked on that. Fine. Now you get back with her and she says, I love you, but I'm not in love with you when y'all broke up again. So that's twice this woman has, like, just pushed you to the curb, man. And it's like, I feel bad for you because it's like, you're kind of showing yourself to this female like you can't get another woman. I guarantee you, if you would have had you about five other females on your team, she wouldn't even be doing that to you. Like, forget her. I'm going to call this chick up right now. Take this chick, what she know. Now, look, he typed how they got back together after that, because that's just an insult, okay? That's an insult. He said that she called him back and said she doesn't see herself without me in her life, and that she is in love with me. Oh, hell no. Come on, man.
You know what? Honestly, I want to cut this short.
All right, go ahead.
Because I don't even need an explanation of any other reason why you guys broke up, got back together. I don't even, that's irrelevant. This girl does not care about you. She never did and never will. She is using you for something. And a lot of women, their primary goal is to get attention. Men's need, their primary need, their carnal need is sex. Women crave attention. And that's why women will fix their face with makeup. They'll wear the most Gucciest outfits. They'll be in the club, hands on the ground, you know, shaking their butt like they don't have any sense because they want attention. And so this woman is using you for that. She loves the attention. She likes the idea of having a guy chasing after her. She likes the idea of having someone constantly trying to get with her so she can sit there and every time he texts, he can show the phone to her girlfriends or whatever and be like, oh, look, can you believe this guy is still chasing after me? And they start laughing. Or, you know, it's just kind of like they use him as like she could be using you for ego boost or something like that. Yeah, that is really all that. That's that simple.
Oh yeah, she's playing him. She's playing you,
and you're sitting there thinking that. I mean, that's really all it is.
Yeah, she's playing him like a piano because then he types in that she kept mentioning marriage a lot. Like, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you right now. This chick was only coming to you when she couldn't get the dudes that she wanted. because she didn't want to be by herself. She sounds like one of the females that can't stand to be by herself. So when them dudes didn't want her, and 9 out of 10, them dudes probably ran through her, man. I'm just going to be capable 100. Them dudes probably ran through that chick, and then she know that, well, at least I won't be by myself. I can go with him, and I tell him this, I tell him that. Man, them females do that stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am serious. Both experience in the business signal, they host dial 9 to use. I just got a message from, well, you remember why I talked about that? You were talking about you having a hard time dialing in. So if anybody want to call in, I'm going to put in the chat right now. They provided another number, 213-325-3434 be the call-in number because the show just, you know, announced that they had an issue with the call-in number. They're aware of it. Anyway, you know, technical difficulty. So these females are playing a lot of games. And my thing is, man, like it was no other females that you could have talked to. It was nobody. You say, like, why are you wasting your time with that kind of chick? Like, I don't get it. And my thing is this. You know why I don't believe in breaking up 5-6 times? I don't even believe in breaking up. Like, if you break up with me one time, I don't go back with you. You know why? You have an idea why I say that, Ms. Gabriella?
Mm-hmm. Because if it's not meant to be the first time, it's not going to be meant to be at all.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that too. But me as a man, I have that male ego. And I know good and well we broke up. Oh, man, you know you was fooling with dudes. You had dudes running all through that chick. So why I want to go back with that? I'm sorry. I'm like, I had you already. It didn't work out. I always say this much. You are an ex for a reason. And anytime I start thinking about some other things about you, I always go back to remember, why are you an ex? Because when I'm the type of person, I try everything I can to keep a relationship if it's worth anything, okay? And if I know I tried everything I could try, and it fails, okay, it fails. I can go with a clear conscience that I ain't got to be with you anymore. I can go on about my business. But don't be trying to hit me up 3-4 months down the line or 6 months down the line. I miss you. I ain't seen you. I'm like, man, you can miss me with the bull. You know what I'm saying? You can miss me with because I mean, I'll be your friend. You know what I'm saying? As far as it'll go with me is, I mean, we can do the FWB thing. As far as it'll go. But as a relationship, no. No, it's just not going to happen. I'd rather move on with somebody new. Now let me throw another dynamic. They got some people that break up like this fella talking about, but it's with their baby mama. Now that throws a different dynamic because women throw a different curveball with that one. They say, well, you know, because I've been through it. Well, you know, what about the kids? The kids that love to see us back together. The kids this, the kids that. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Now why women like to use a kid as a chess piece in the games they play? Because they love to play that stuff to try to get back with their child's father. Or they got dudes that move on from the chick, get them a better chick, and then here they come trying to mess with them or mess them up. I knew a dude, like, every day he was having issues with his baby mama. The moment he get involved with another woman, here she come trying to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Well, why women play them games? Because a lot of dudes don't know these games that women be playing. I know them, and I laugh at them when I see them a mile away. You get what I'm saying, Ms. Gabriella?
Oh, cut off for a second. Did you just ask a question?
Yeah, I was saying, why women play those games like that?
Why do women play games like that?
Yeah, why they play games?
For fun. That's really all I can say. For fun.
That's evil. That's evil. How are you going to play somebody's feelings
for
fun?
Okay. Listen.
No, it's the truth.
It's evil. It's wrong. It's evil. But it's no different from a man sitting there getting with a chick, telling her, you know, all the stuff she wants to hear, sleeping with her, and then bouncing the next day and never calling her again. It's no different from that. People do it every single day. But what women do is they kind of just like to play games with guys because they just like the idea of having a ton of guys just chasing after them or they're in that stage where they just want to feel like, ooh, I'm, you know, they want to feel like they are something special because they have a ton of guys, like, on their phone constantly trying to get with them. So
I always tell a dude this. When you're talking to a chick, watch how many times she pick up her phone. Just watch it. Like, how quick. Even if she turn her ring off, and quick she's texting. Because I'm sorry. You know, girlfriends only text so much. You get what I'm saying? They only text so much. So what you got to do, I always say, is this. Watch the chick how much she's texting on that phone. Because, you know, if she with you, she's supposed to be texting like that. And I understand she got some kids, and she's trying to talk to her babysitter about some issues. But come on. You know what I'm saying? Let me go down here. Let's see. His brother said he totally agreed with what we said about just want to get a second opinion. And don't sit up there and waste your time with that kind of female, man. Don't do that. They got way too many females out here that's trying to do the right thing and actually would enjoy a man that want to talk to her and, you know, be in a relationship. Do you take phone?
Yes, right, two people saying something. There's one man that says that he keeps attracting people with commitment issues.
Hold on. Oh, okay, I see it. See, I may be a little late asking this, but my thing is that I always attract women who have major commitment issues. When we break up, we get along better than we were together. What's up with that? You just picking the wrong kind of women, bro. You need to kind of not even get in a relationship, you know, with a woman if you can't figure out if she want to be in a relationship or not. Now, this person says, you know, do I take phone calls? Yes, I take a phone call. I saw your phone call. I was about to answer it. I see it coming back up. So let's see the access question.
Hello?
Yes, Liberal 141. You got a question?
Yes, my name is Stanley. I heard the girl said that because a guy is sleeping with you and leaving you, that's evil now? Really?
I didn't say it's evil.
No, what she said.
You didn't understand what I said.
She was basically saying
that the woman playing games with a son or daughter. That's stupid.
Before Phil says anything, you misinterpreted what I said.
What I said is
that it's okay. I mean, I've seen there's guys that go out there, they meet a girl, they do a one night stand thing. That's fine, but what I think is wrong is if you promise someone that you're going to be in a relationship with them, like you have this woman thinking that you want to be with her just so that you can sleep with her. And then.
But that's because women, you don't want the honest truth. Guys don't do that. Because if you wanted to know the honest truth from the beginning, not fuss about it and make an attitude about it, guys would be direct with you and tell you exactly how it is. But you don't want to hear how it is. So you put in your imagination that you're going to be in a relationship. It's not because a guy sleeps with you that you have a relationship, first of all.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't sleep with guys.
No,
I
but
I haven't.
Women,
so
you got to get it clear.
That's what some women do.
Yeah, but a lot of women got to get it. It's not because you sleep with a guy that means you're in a relationship with the guy.
Oh, I know that. I know that. That's why I'm telling these, like, I constantly tell my female friends, you can't just sit there and sleep with somebody 3-4 times and then automatically that guy's your boyfriend now. It doesn't work like that. If the guy doesn't like you, he's not, you know, that doesn't mean it.
Let me interject. I understand where he's coming from a little bit, so let me interject in what he's saying. He basically saying that it's a lot of these females, that what I was saying earlier, that'll give it up and sleep with you. And then they'd be like, after you sleep with him, like, oh, he's my boyfriend now.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. And then if you say, hold on, female, I didn't say we was in a relationship. What are you talking about? Oh, you see how wrong you did me? You see you did me this? You see me did me that? Yeah, I get what he's saying.
Wrong. What? I did you wrong? It's like women make us think that what they have between the legs is the most precious thing in the world. It's not. Women.
Dude, your Skype, I think your Skype kind of breaking up a little bit, bro. But yeah, I get the point you're saying about women think between their, not all women, of course, not all ladies, not all think that what's between their legs is gold. I get that because you really don't want to know my opinion about that. But I'm gonna save that for another time. But what I get what you're saying. But at the same time, too, is the man we as men got fault in that because we will tell them what they want to hear. We know what they're saying, they want a relationship or whatever. I tell dudes. Tell these females up front what you want. If they say, oh, well, I only going to, you know, be in a relationship if I'm asleep with somebody. Well, don't tell a chick, well, you know, well, you kind of relationship type, you know, and kind of lead them on to believe stuff. Then that's how these females show up at your house or at your job, busting out the windows out your car or keying up your car, playing with them because women are emotional. That's why I tell dudes, tell these females up front, I don't want a relationship with you. And if we do something, I'm not in a relationship with you either. Because, hey, it is what it is. We grown folks. We going to do what we do. If you don't want to do it, let me know. But we're not going to be in a relationship in the morning. And that's why I was telling dudes, tell these females up front.
The problem is that women don't want to hear that. And
it don't matter what they want to hear.
I mean, they don't want to hear it. Like, if a guy says up front, I'm not trying to have a relationship with you, I'm trying to do the friends with benefits thing, or even if we do this one time, I'm just trying to see where it goes. I don't know you yet. So I can't invest into a relationship. Women don't, a lot of women, not me, okay, but a lot of women will sit there and think that, you know, they'll just have all these preconceived notions, or they'll be like, they'll tell guys, like, one thing I can tell girls, like, I'm all over the place, but one thing I can tell girls is that you can't sit there and tell a guy, oh, I only do stuff with a guy that I'm in a relationship with. That's the fastest way to get your heart broken, because you can't assume that that if you meet somebody and you sleep with them, that he's going to want to be with you. It doesn't work that way. The person has to actually like him. For all you know, this person could be a serial killer or something. You don't even know. And then on top of that, like, I just think that the whole concept is kind of, it just makes things so confusing. Like,
no, it don't.
I really wish that people would say that.
It's not confusing if you're up front and tell the female, look, like
they
like,
don't
want to
hear that, though.
I don't care what they want to hear. When I was,
and then
saying,
you're not going to be asleep with them, then. That's the thing.
Yeah, oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. When you tell a female up front what you're about and say, listen, I don't want a relationship, but we can be friends. Now, no man going to come up to no woman and say, well, we can be friends with benefits. Come on. That's kind of stupid. I mean, any guy with game not going to say that. But you just say, I'll be your friend. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And you could talk about her, talk about things with her, talk about this, and don't even chase this chick. And 9 times out of 10, she wound up doing something with you. And then, like, when they put you in that situation, and then you still tell them, look, I don't want no relationship. So we do something just on some grown man, grown woman stuff. I don't want to hear no calling me, talking about what I'm doing, who I'm talking to, why I'm getting text messages on my phone, whatever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these dudes need to do. So forget that what they don't want to hear. If she can't take it, then she need to go about her business. Because you ain't showing up at my doggone job acting a fool and gonna get me fired. That's what a lot of these women do. But
and
a lot of these dudes don't tell
you.
Them the truth. You
and
gotta
I
tell the females
you.
The truth. I don't care what female you with, your girlfriend, even your wife, you got to tell them the truth. Because that's how, because see, if you don't tell them the truth as a man, they fill in the blanks as women. They're real quick. Oh, I thought this and I thought that and this and third. That's what you get for thinking. You need to ask.
But if you tell the truth in the relationship, she'll take offense of it also. Let's say you are in a relationship with somebody and your girlfriend or your wife is saying, do you think I gained weight? And that's a trick question that women do. What are you supposed to tell the truth? And if you do, a lot of guys are going to hear it from the girl.
Well, it's like this. You know what I'm saying? It's like you need to have open dialogue or you could talk about anything. I don't want to be in a relationship. My wife, I'm married. We could talk about anything. It's a way to say things. You can't just go up to, you know, your girlfriend or whatever. It's like, girl, what's going on with you? You know, you look like hungry hippo now. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. I mean, if you come at a love standpoint, a very tactful standpoint, and say, look, babe, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on. Are you okay? Or, you know, you're dealing with some things. I'm noticing you kind of, you know, gain some weight in some areas. I'm not saying it because you're not attracted to me anything anymore. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I'm kind of concerned, you know, with your health and, you know, stuff like that, you know. And a lot of times, guys, you can also, you know, help by staying on top of yourself as well, because that's a problem with a lot of guys. They tell chicks what they need to do in that one area, but yet a lot of them are 9 months pregnant themselves. So, you know what I'm saying? So we can't be, you know, doing it. But no matter what the situation is in a relationship, you should be able to talk about anything.
Yeah, but the question I want to ask you, why do women ask that question when they know the answer that yes, they gain weight, yes, they let themselves go, and why are they asking that the question to their boyfriend, their husband? They're basically, like,
well, a lot of times, women kind of, a lot of times women will ask questions, but they don't want the right answer. It's like, it's kind of, what I'm trying to say is, like, they'll say, have I gained weight? Do I look like, you know, I mean, it's clear as day you done gained 60 pounds in a year.
Exactly. I'm like, really?
But they don't want to, but then they'll sit there and ask you, like, do I look fat? But what they want you to do is, they want you to be like, oh, no, you don't look bad. And they want to sit there and have you do, like, a little pity party with them and some little self-esteem party and try to make them feel good and stuff like that.
So basically what you're saying is they want you, some of them, not all, some of them want to lie.
Yeah, they want you to lie. Yeah, they want you to lie.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that situation. You shouldn't be lying to nobody in no relationship on any level. You know, no matter what it's about. You should be able to talk to your lady or your man and tell them, you know, what's up. And I got a question I need to go on and answer. It's the same brother about the breaking up the chick 5 times. He said that basically his ex enjoyed the benefits of going out on dates. The places we went, all the people I knew personally, I had more friends and associates than she did. How can a woman keep calling you and going out with you if not interested? You know why she do it not interested? Because you're tricking off your money, sir. I think you're tricking your money off. You're paying off for the date or whatever. She using you. She playing you. That's what
she's
doing.
Playing.
Don't feel look, man. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. We all been done that at least once. Mm-hmm. You can't beat somebody up for that. I'm not.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But I got played before. Don't feel bad. Just learn from it. And next time that chick talking about, you want to go out? You paying? What do you mean? You paying? You got your wallet? I say it ain't every day not gonna be on me. And but see, also, I guarantee that chick was broke. I guarantee she was broke. She ain't a job. She ain't no money. She ain't nothing. Cause that's tripping me out. These broke females come up here, all got their hands out, telling you need to have a car, job, house, all this other stuff. And this chick on welfare, living in her mama house. She got a nerve to open her and try to call you something. That chick, you ain't got a car. You always ask me for rides. But you're always talking about you on a date, and you think just because you look good, what's between your legs trumps everything that I do. So,
but I blame women for that. I blame guys for that because a lot of guys feel that they have to do this and impress the girl, standing up for who they are as a person, and think this is who I am, and I know I'm great, and you should accept and be happy of who I am, like women are. Women have the philosophy just because they're beautiful, they think that they have it all, and they don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, no, there's some truth to that. The woman the most beautiful woman do have everything going for her. The statistics even show that in the workforce, the way men act or whatever, even without, because it's a male-dominated society, so the woman that looks the best, she's going to have more. I'm sorry. She is.
No, she's going to have more, but at the same token, if you are a man who believes it in himself, and if you know that you have a great personality, you have something to bring to that girl, you got to show it to that girl, because or that girl's going to take you like for nothing. And a lot of guys do that. A lot of guys say, spend money on the girl, and I'm looking, you have a beautiful girl who's around you, but does she like you for you, or she likes you for money?
Well, see, they put themselves in a situation. Dude,
yeah, you do.
Because you break it out the wallet, and a lot of these dudes, I did a video a while back saying stop stunting for broke females. And basically what I'm saying is a lot of these dudes, they want to flash cash to these females. They want to tell them this, what the money they got or whatever. Half of these dudes I'm talking about, they broke, but they trying to look like they got $1 million. You know what I'm saying? Just to impress these females that's broke. So if a female is asking you to take her out or whatever, you shut that down from the jump. Say, no, that's not the way it's going to work. I tell dudes act like women. If you ain't got a job, we can't go out on a date. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That simple. You know what I'm saying?
Really? And you don't even have to spend a lot of money on a date either. And that's
I agree with you.
I mean, because a date is just kind of like, it's like an audition. Like, you getting to know somebody. You can go on, like, but 5 days and still not really know someone. So I don't understand why people have this thing like, okay, the first day I'm supposed to take a stranger to the fanciest restaurant in town, spend hundreds of dollars, you know, probably go to Enterprise and get a rental car, and then sit there and be pretending that you have all this money and wasting your money on somebody that you don't know. I mean, I don't understand why people don't know how to date anymore. What's wrong
because
with
they
saying, okay,
the other person.
We're gonna,
Because they want to impress the other person. Because they
don't
think that they
have. You don't gotta impress nobody. Like, you don't have to.
I agree with you, but I know a lot of guys who say, "I gotta do it. I gotta do it."
Who say you gotta do it?
I don't gotta do that. I mean, I
don't gotta do it.
I'm
gonna back up.
I don't gotta do it. I gotta impress girl, man.
You gotta impress them?
No, I don't. I know some friends of mine who said that.
Forget
that.
Hold on. The only thing you gotta do is eat, sleep, and die. That's the only thing you gotta do. Anything more than that's a choice.
I mean, you trying to the kind of females that are impressed by money are broke females.
Exactly.
They're looking for a come up. The kind of, I mean, you can sit there. I would rather have a guy say, "Okay, we're gonna go out for frozen yogurt, or we're gonna go for a walk, which is free, or we're gonna go to the dollar movie." And just get to know each other. I don't like to waste money on people that I don't know.
Yeah,
because
true. We're all going to Starbucks.
I never see,
yeah,
really. We're all going to Starbucks.
Nice.
You don't got to. My rule is that a first date shouldn't cost more than $15. Really. It shouldn't. Because that's just getting to know someone. I mean, that's even, depending on the situation, it could be including gas, too. I'm not going to sit there.
Everything includes gas unless you're walking.
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't cost more than $20, really. You shouldn't be sitting there spending all, taking some random chick to the finest restaurant in town, because all that's going to do is, if you do stuff like that, you're going to just keep attracting these gold-digging-type females or a bunch of broke women looking for a come-up. That's it.
And women got a legal hustle on come-up, and that's called child support. But don't let me get me started on child support. Anyway, this one, the dude was saying that he paid for, the same dude with the problem, he said he paid for, he said, "I paid for her, she paid for me, but I always make sure I have money to pay for any outing we go, because a man shouldn't rely on the woman to pay, a man shouldn't rely on, I guess, his woman to pay for her." I don't know how you're typing that. The last day we went out, she paid for the movies and paid for the popcorn, and he said, "So, hold on, I mean, I paid for the popcorn." Well, I guess that's fine, but like I said, I wouldn't waste my time with that kind of female person. Man, you ain't going to tell me, we don't have a conversation and you love me, and I can't love you. Like I said, that's just a pass, or you can go sleep with other dudes. So, like I said, I don't know the situation, dude, with you and that female, but you need to scoot on, bro. You need to go date a bunch of females. Well, not date. You need your starting five, man. Let me tell you about the starting five. You got five females you're cool with. Five females you're friends with. All of them you're friends with. Let them know y'all friends. They can talk to you about anything. And out of those five, maybe two or three of them, you can do the friends of benefits thing. But you let them know that, hey, you know, we ain't relationship. But you're not begging them for that either. So you have you some female friends for a while. Know what you need to do. Stop chasing these females. Too young for that, probably. I don't know.
That's the benefit of having options, because if you don't have any other options, that's when you kind of get into that desperation mode and you start doing crazy stuff. That's when you sit there and you'll have a woman staying with a no-good man who's cheating on her for years because she feels like she has no other option. If you're the kind of person who has a ton of people interested in you, or even if it's not even the case, if you have a couple people that you're just talking to, the fact that you have other options will prevent you from being hung up on another person. And also, it'll prevent you from tolerating, like, you know that you don't have to tolerate nonsense. Because you can say that, well, if so-and-so is starting to, you know, get annoying, it's like, I don't care. You know, you're not the only person that I have to talk to. I'm not desperate. I have other options. So you kind of can just kick them to the side and you won't feel anything. Because you're not sitting there thinking, well, that's my last resort, so I have to hold on to them as tight as I can.
Oh, yeah. You should have some options, but always have options. That goes for anything in life. You know, have you some options until you pick the right option. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can't just get caught up all on that. I'm saying, like, when you're in the process of, now, if I say, look, we are actually dating, if I say I'm dating you, then I'm not talking to other females. I'm not doing that because I wouldn't even get to that point where I'm saying I'm dating and still talking to other people. I don't like that term dating because to me, dating means relationship. And don't tell me we're in a relationship, but yet you're talking to four or five other dudes.
Mm-hmm.
No, because the first thing I'm going to say is, well, you know, we don't need to be talking because you playing games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's hard to understand women sometimes. It's very hard. It's not easy. But we'll get through it. We all get through it. You got to find that one that gives you the least amount of drama.
Mm-hmm.
And the one you can understand the most. Now, let me ask you another question. Why women be lying to dudes and saying they're the only one when they got about 4 or 5 dudes? Why you like to do that?
It's the same reason why some guys will pretend that they only have one girl. I mean, it's just because they don't want the other person to know about it, because there's some people that'll say, it depends on the situation. But if you're just like doing like a casual dating thing and it's not really like you guys are just friends or you're just still talking, then there's nothing wrong with having other people. But if you're in a relationship and you're lying about that, that really just means that she just doesn't really want to be with you, or she's playing you, or she's cheating, or whatever. That's usually what it is.
Wow. That's crazy. Nah, it's you know, some of these females, man, I tell you, I just don't get it. You know, because men, we simple. We really not that hard to figure out. Really not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we want just a few things that make us happy, and that's it. But women got to be all, you know, tripping. And like
that. Men aren't that complicated, but there are some things that, that women are hung up over, because I can't tell you how many times you can look on Google and look up all these problems that women have with men. So there's problems on both sides.
Well, of course you got a problem on both sides. But this is the thing, okay, and I want to get into this now because we kind of went into some other things. On the situation about being in a relationship and why, like, certain relationships can be a distraction to you, okay? Now, I feel when you got certain things going on in your life, and it's like possibly, like you said, college, or you just got out of a bad relationship and you get involved with somebody else right off the jump, how that can be a distraction to your healing process, especially if it was a long-term relationship. Now, but it's hard to say that, too, because you could actually, you know, I had a chick to tell me, in order to heal from a relationship, you need to get with somebody else, so you can fill that void of what you lost, and that way you can forget. That's what I was told by a chick. Do you agree with that?
I mean, I think that I wouldn't say get involved with someone. Like, I mean, you can kind of start getting out back out there and start talking to people again and start going on dates and stuff. That would be a healthier form of distraction. Like, you know, you call it the rule of five. Other people call it circular dating. It's where you kind of just get out there and you start dating different people so you can kind of feel other people out and you start to get options. That's a really good way of getting over a relationship, because you kind of get your confidence back. You are able to see what's out there, and then you can, you know, you can sort of just get over it. But if you sit there and try to get in a rebound relationship, that's really unhealthy. Trying to say, okay, I broke up with somebody, so I'm going to get with somebody the next week. It's going to fall apart anyway, because you don't really love the person. You kind of just want some attention. Or you just, you know. That's really all it is.
Well, you know, this one guy typed in, he said his is a 1.5 years. It was a tough healing process, but it can be done, getting over somebody. Like, it depends, though, because, like, listen, like my situation. I was with my ex for, like, 11 years, and we was married almost 10. And I got over her pretty quick. So it just depends. Well, I know why I got over her pretty quick, because I'm going to say at least the last 2 years of the relationship was about, I was coexisting for the children's sake. I wasn't coexisting with her due to my sake. So I guess, you know, you have time to get it. So what she did, you know, the stick that broke the camel's back, I was like, cool, I'm out, you know. But yeah, you know, I guess you break up on just, well, we fell apart, you know, we grew apart. I'm sorry, you break up on that. I think sometimes it could be hard, but let's say the chick cheat on you or something like that, I think it's a whole lot easier to get over, at least in my opinion. I don't know what you think about that.
It really just depends on the person and the circumstance. That's really what it is. Some people, it takes them a long time to get over it. In my situation, I had been in a long-term relationship for about 4 years, and I bounced right back pretty much. It didn't really bother me because for the last couple of months of the relationship, I could tell it was falling apart anyway. So it didn't really hurt that bad because, I'm still friends with the person. Only because it wasn't, like, we didn't break up over anything, like, oh, cheating or anything. It was just that we were kind of going in different directions, and it was just the best thing. So it didn't hurt.
Yeah. So like I said, so basically y'all kind of just grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
And, that, you know, and sometimes that happens, and that's cool, especially you can end it on, like, hey, man, it is what it is, you know, and go on by your business. It's just those nasty ones that you just can't, like, you know what I'm saying? Can't stand. You know, breaking up. You know, you think you're doing good in a relationship. You know, you're doing all the right things, and that person go do something foul to you. I mean, that's kind of wrong, right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's. And then also, I need to throw in this dynamic. I'm gonna talk about the major relationship problems that the black community have, because they have major relationship problems, and they want to talk about this quote unquote gender war, this gender war, that. You don't have a gender war. You have a relationship problem. You've been having a relationship problem because mm-hmm. you don't know how to be in relationships with each other. You get what I'm saying? Because I can see a black man, I've seen too many times, and a black woman. They'll be with another black person, okay, can't get along. But if they date a woman or a man not black, they get along with them fine. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
I see a brother. You know, I see a brother. He can't stand. He can't stand. You know, he can't. There's always something going on with a black woman, but he get with one of a different community, and then all of a sudden this dude changed. This dude working hard. This dude all of a sudden now he being successful. Why? Why is that? Why can't we get along and do that within our own community? Well, prime example, I've seen a lot of attitude Annies, neck rolling and head shaking, but they get with a guy of a different community. Oh, they're so sweet. They're so nice. And you're like, is that the same female? So let me ask you a question, Ms. Gabrielle. Why do you think that happened?
I think that a lot of times women, especially when they date men of other ethnicities or black women that do that, they want to impress the guy, or they want to have the guy think, oh, well, she's not the stereotypical hood rat female who's going to be rolling her neck and all this kind of stuff. And then there's also some of those females who kind of feel like they're gaining something from being with somebody of another race. Like they feel like that's, oh, it's a prize, so I have to treat him extra special, and I have to treat him extra nice, just because. You know, it has nothing to do with the fact that the person is, because they treat them any different, because the person probably wouldn't treat them any differently than a black person would. It's just that they, because of the fact that they treat the other race better, which is usually why the relationship is better. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you take the, you know, that's you get what you kind of get back what you give. Like if I'm over here, if I'm being really sweet to a person, of course they're gonna be nice and sweet and loyal and loving to me too. But if I'm sitting here rolling my eyes and snapping my neck and always being confrontational, trying to go through people's phones and ask questions and do all this little crazy foot rat female stuff, a man is not gonna treat you right.
But it's the thing, just like just as black as a black man, like a lot of black women, you know, don't understand. Black men, they want black women. Period. They do. most black men are, I'm going to say at least most black men are highly attracted to black women. That's not their first, I mean, you got some guys, okay, they're attracted to, you know, whoever outside of the community. And there's nothing wrong with that. Go do you. But what I'm saying is that some, a lot of these guys, they go and do this reluctantly, too. And they say, well, you know, because you, I mean, like, people get mad when this is brought up and stuff like that. Because, like, from the side of the men, I mean, I have to tell the truth. There are some, not all, there are some sisters that give a black man hell. And then he goes over to a chick of a different community, and he, like you said before, she's treating him nice. And all of a sudden, he gets on that team like, man, F black women. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He gets on that team, and then a lot of times, you know, he's called, like I said, self-hater. He's called all kind of names, but, you know, and like, now, you know, like your situation, I'm going to say if most, like, we didn't have the single-parent epidemic in the community, I don't think we would have these relationship problems that we have now. Because nobody, most of these guys and women never been showed how to be in a proper relationship. You know, because you have either the guys being either feminized by their mama or allowed just to run wild, and you have these women that grow up with their mama, okay, and they poison them against you know, black men. They poison them. A lot of times that's what it is. It's like they ruin before they get out of their mama's house. And they tell them what they think they should have a man, because they never can get a man the way they're telling their daughter. I can tell you that much.
Oh, my God. I can't even. Like, I can tell you about that. They're like, oh.
Well, do like, tell. Do tell. We want to hear it. Do tell.
There'll be women telling their daughter, like, oh, it makes them sick. There'll be women that don't have anything going for themselves. They are, like, 50 years old or older. Got multiple kids by multiple different men, don't have good credit. They should have retired, or they should be close to retiring, and they're still over there working at Walmart. Like, that's the furthest that they've ever risen in life. And they're sitting, or they're like the manager at McDonald's, and they really think they're doing something. And they'll sit there and tell their daughter all kind of stuff, like, oh, well, you shouldn't get with a man unless he has a house, he has a car, he has, you know, he has a nice body. He got to be good looking. He has to, you know, he has to be 6'2". He has to, you know, he has to have a sports car, and he has to take you out on expensive dates and all these kind of things. Like, they have their daughters set up for failure, basically. And all of that really stems from the woman, like, they've never had that kind of man, and so they kind of tell their daughters, this is what you should get, this is what you deserve, and these girls would be like, and then they'll sit there and tell their daughters, oh, well, you got a nice body, you know, you're a thick yellow bone, or you're a thick red bone, you know, any man is going to want you, and so these little girls be running around with their heads all gassed up, thinking that, oh, because I look a certain way, I deserve a certain thing, or, you know, even though I have nothing going for myself, just because I look cute, then I deserve, you know, a man. And these days, a lot of men aren't really, I mean, there are some that'll be okay with a really cute hood rat chick, or she doesn't have to be hood rat, but she could just kind of be a chick with no ambition, nothing going for herself. And some girls might get lucky, but for the most part, a lot of guys aren't really looking for someone who's just cute, and that's all she got to offer.
I can't say that.
It depends on the circumstances. It depends on the circumstances. But you have to, I mean, if you just, it really depends, because there's some guys that, that want a woman who at least is familiar with being around money, or she has, you know, some type of connection. It depends on what social circle you run with. The kind of social circle that I'm from, I would have to have something going for myself to be able to get a man of quality, because of the fact that, you know, in my environment, like, when I'm over there, when I go and visit Africa, I hang out with the kind of like the elite from the upper class. So I can't be some average person and expect somebody to want me just because I'm cute. But I'm just speaking from my perspective. I'm not saying that's all, but I know a lot of guys that they want a woman with something too, other than just her look.
Because like, well, I'm gonna say from my point of view, when I say, oh no, a woman got to bring something to the table too, not just, you know, not just her look. It comes from, you know, experience. That's why I'm speaking that way. Now, but a lot of guys, they are cool with a chick just looking good. That's really a lot of guys want, because, like, think about it. The most successful a guy is financially, of course, he's going to try to upgrade his woman to match his line of money. I mean, because that's a male ego thing. He who has the prettiest chick, you know, has the biggest ego. It's just the truth. As a man, money go up, the look of his chick usually going to go up. But you see, the thing is, another reason why women, you know, don't really have to have nothing just but a pretty face is because society. Because women are judged highly on their beauty and if they can bear children. And you know what I'm saying? And men, we're mostly judged on what we can produce, how successful we are. That's why a guy that's butt ugly can get the baddest chick on the block. As long as he's successful and got some money, he going to have that. That's his meal ticket to get the chicks, period. But a chick that's, like, pretty, that's equivalent. So a chick can be pretty and be like $1 million in her looks. But a chick that don't look good, man, it's messed up for her. But she ain't going to get to play. And just saying, just, you know, of course, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. There's no such thing as a one standard of beauty, of course. But that's just the world we live in, especially in a male-dominated society.
Mm-hmm.
So really, think about it. Well, why you don't have guys, you know, flocking to Oprah Winfrey? She's a billionaire. But yet, they'll flock to chicks like Kim Kardashian, who is a known hoe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they'll flock
to
her.
They kind of lusting after her. They're not really looking for. I mean, they might marry her. I don't know why they would, but. You know, just because she looks cute. Like, if Kim Kardashian was not attractive, I guarantee she wouldn't have all the stuff that she has today. Because, I never said that you can be a female and not be attractive and expect to get anything. You have to look good in today's society. Even if you're not the most beautiful-looking chick, you can still upgrade yourself somehow. I mean, a woman's looks is very important. That's one of the primary things. One of the things that I always try to tell girls, they're like, oh, well, I have this great personality and this, this, and that, but I can't find a man. And I'm like, well, because you're not cute. You walk around in daggone sweatpants and flip-flops every day and your hair pulled back in a ponytail and not a speck of makeup on your face, and you're sitting there thinking, and you wonder why you're getting overlooked. I mean, you don't have to be... you don't have to sit there and wear as much makeup as I wear, or you don't have to dress like I do, because, I mean, I dress up a lot, but you can at least make yourself look decent, because looks are important, you know? And that's one of women's primary things. Like, if you don't have looks, then you have to have a lot going for yourself. Like, if you were just an unattractive woman, either you might be single forever, or you have to really be something special. Like, you have to overcompensate and everything else.
And usually chicks like that, as we stated last week on the show, usually they do overcompensate in some other area. You know, they usually a lot of times do it in sex. They do it sex and cooking. They'll do something to overcompensate.
Mm-hmm.
But just my personal experience with chicks like that, they usually try to overcompensate in sex. You know, because they can be unattractive in the face. But, you know, if they got a body out of this world, then they'll do the fool with them for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Seen plenty of that. You know, especially, you know, growing up, you know, in the hood. But when I'm...
I'm kind of like the urban renaissance woman who's traveled the world, so I have no idea what it's like to... You know, I have no idea what your experience would be like, but I do understand.
What experience?
Like how you said that having, you know, growing up in the hood and all this. Like, I don't, it's like the way that people it's like the perspective is different. Like, can't even explain what I'm trying to say.
I understand what you're trying to say. You said basically,
but what works in one place won't work in another place. You know what I mean? I hope you don't think I'm over here trying to say that I'm better. I think I'm this. I'm that.
No. Ain't nobody say you said that. Calm down, Chica. Nobody said that.
I'm not upset, but I know a lot of people will get that thing from you. Like, oh, well, you think you're better than me because you've never been in the hood or something.
No, they just got an insecurity problem if they tell you something like that.
Because I had people say stuff like that to me before, so I just wanted to clarify that before.
No, I don't have an insecurity problem. Don't worry about that. You ain't grew up in the hood. You ain't grew up in the hood. It is what it is. I mean, why would you lie? Like, you know what? If somebody wants you to lie and you can't relate to something, you know what I'm saying? That would be silly, you know. But I mean, you have your own experiences. But like I said, me, I grew up in the hood, and it makes me appreciate more what I do now, and even the levels I've gotten to, you know, like I say in my career. Other, you know, at, you know, ventures I'm dealing with, you know, with different business things. So it makes me appreciate it because I know how it is to come up, you know, in the area where you have pimps and, you know, drug addicts and, you know, prostitutes and, you know, gang and all that sort of thing. And, you know, eating the government cheese, government peanut butter and all that. Man, it makes you appreciate what you have now. That's just my opinion. You know, I mean, sure, of course, like I said, my children don't know nothing about no hood. They never stayed in the hood a day in their life. But as parents, of course, you don't want your kids in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dude was talking about the situation about when I was talking about Oprah versus Kim Kardashian, because Oprah's a billionaire, got way more money than Kim whatever have. And they're saying sex does sell, and they said that's the answer to that. Why someone would date Kim Kardashian, but they wouldn't date Oprah. You know, well, I don't really think it's a money thing. I think it's a look thing. Because Oprah is not nobody you see. Oh, Oprah's beautiful. I would never say that about Oprah.
But the thing about Oprah is that she has this kind of, it's like a maternal type thing. It's like you kind of view her as a mother. You wouldn't really view Oprah as a sex symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the reason why. She's not, like, you wouldn't sit there, you wouldn't see Oprah sitting there with this swimsuit on, you know, posing on the hood of a car. Because that's not her angle. And so, you know, Oprah is a beautiful woman. She's a very beautiful woman. But
well, in my opinion, I don't know where you see that at, but hey, to each his own. I don't know you see that yet.
I mean, I'm thinking, I'm not saying she's beautiful, but not like, it's not like, it doesn't, like, the way that she carries herself and the way that she looks, the way she dresses, doesn't come off as, like, a sex symbol or someone who's sexy. It's more of someone who has, like, a beautiful personality and she's, you know, she's a really great person, she's inspiring and all that. That's not really somebody that you would want to, like this, that a man would say, oh, I like Oprah, I want to take her out on a date kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not, she's not ugly. That's not what I don't think that she's ugly at all. She's, you know, I mean, pretty much average looking woman. I mean, that there's nothing wrong with being average.
I mean, whatever you decide, is average, you know, but like I said, it goes back to he who has the most beautiful woman, you know, it goes back to the male ego.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and like I said, really, you know, I mean, I'm not saying Kim. I mean, I've seen a whole lot of chicks that look way better than Kim. Trust me. Oh, yeah. Kim just on the TV. That's the only reason why people are all up in her face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I mean, that's why I don't really get, I've never been the type to get hung up over celebrities, because I know people that have more money and look better than anybody on TV. People that I actually have the ability to talk to. So I don't get hung up over celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities never impress me, because it's like, I always view being famous as, it's so risky, it's such a gamble. It's like you can be on top one day and on the bottom the next. So it doesn't really, like, I actually have to like the person for who they are and what they've done, and I have to really appreciate the work to even admire them. But I, even then, I wouldn't, like, my heart wouldn't be racing just because I saw Jamie Foxx walking down the street. I mean, I love his work. I actually think he's really talented. I'm actually a fan of his, but at the same time, I still wouldn't be, like, starstruck and going crazy. Because the only reason why they have what they have is because they're celebrated. They're kind of thrust out into your face. And they're told, and people who are celebrities are kind of like, they're told that they are the standard. You know, this is what you should work hard to, you should work hard so that you can achieve this status. Like, this is the highest that you can go, is to be in the, you know, the upper crust of society. And that just never impressed me. I kind of go more on a person's personality and what you, you know, and what you do. I don't really care about how much money you have or anything.
And you shouldn't care about that sort of thing. And look, when it comes to, like, I've seen it so many times, like, out of those Kardashian girls, okay? Out of all three of them, believe it or not, the best one is Khloe. That's the best one due to her personality and due to how real she comes across. And believe it or not, if I was, you know, single, of course, if I had a choice to date any three of them, Khloe would be the one. Because, yeah, Kim looks way better. But Kim is just something you have sex with and go on by your business. Actually, Khloe has somebody make you laugh and all this other stuff. You say, oh, well, she's not the most beautiful one out of the three. I said, let me tell you something. Kim is extremely boring. Courtney is worse, more boring than she is. You know, it's like even the way Courtney talks. I mean, you know, it's like she slurred all her words and, you know how she talks. You know, the other day I went to the eat some salad. You know the way they talk? I mean, like, I would get tired of hearing her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Khloe just come out of left field and just be cussing them out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, see, I like her. She cool.
Mm-hmm. But
you know,
actually, I feel the same way. I thought she seems like a lot of fun. I don't judge people based on their looks. Like, I have to think that, like, if in terms of dating, if someone is, you have to be attractive. I'm not going to date somebody that I'm not attracted to.
Yeah.
Like, even if, like, I know it's going to sound kind of stuck up, but I just, if I don't find someone attractive, I'm not going to even go that route with them, because if I'm not attracted to you the first day, I'm not going to be attracted to you, you know, later down the line when it comes to us having an intimate relationship. If I, you know, if I'm repulsed by your appearance, it's not going to work.
I mean,
you don't have to be a supermodel type, but you have to at least look decent.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's stuck up. I mean, it's the truth. You have to be physically attracted to the person that, you know, you're with. Why would you get with somebody and like, she has a great personality, but physically she just don't, ooh. Like, why would you do that? I mean, because you're going to, you know, have that wandering eye and looking at the chicks that you are attracted to. So I just get somebody that you are attracted to, because, you know, like, especially as guys, and we see a chick, we don't be like, looking at her from a distance, like, she has a nice personality. No, we'd be looking at her and say, man, that chick got a big booty. I mean, that's serious. That's what we see. We see in the physical at first. Then once the physical is the bait that draws us to the woman, and then that's how we get to know her personality, how she is.
Mm-hmm.
If she's a good person, she's a bad person. You know, I mean, so that's why, you know, too, when you talk about women, I also bring this up earlier, you know, how they attract men. And their ability to attract men plays a lot with their self-esteem. It's crazy that a woman that can attract men, how she's riding on cloud nine, but a woman that can't attract men, she have a low self-esteem. Now, let me ask you a question. Why is the woman's ability to attract a man so tied to her level of self-esteem? Why is that?
Because that's one of our, what's it called? That's one of our primal instincts, like, the woman that is the most attractive is the one that's going to feel the best, because it kind of goes back to that caveman thing. It's like, she's going to be the one that has the kids, who will produce more children for the tribe. And it kind of, it's like, that's something that's kind of like, it's natural. We want to be desired by men. And that's why we do all the stuff we go through. We sit there and get painful plastic surgery, put all this makeup on, get curling and iron burns trying to style our hair because we want to be attractive. And there'll be women all down in the dumps because they're not attractive and men don't like them. And then there's the other time, I mean, that's oftentimes why some of the most beautiful women are also some of the most lonely women who don't have a lot of female friends because women get jealous. They look at, like, if it's a woman who really got her stuff together, she got it going on, or even if she just has a lot of potential, a lot of times they won't have a lot of friends. If they do, they might have, like, their ride or die friend who's been with them forever. But for the most part, really attractive women who are successful and have a lot going for them. So it's a lot, either they'll have kind of like catalog friends that are kind of trying to use them to come up for, you know, trying to get some of the attention from the guys that are chasing after the pretty girl, or they have, or they kind of want to get with her so they can try to get some type of connections. They want to get the hookup or something. That's usually how it is.
Ms. Gabriella, man, I don't mean to interject, but a caller with the area code 469, you on the show, you got a question? Caller for area code 469, you on the show, you got a question? Can you hear me? 469, last four digits, 0856.
Oh, hey, brother. Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
I didn't know you was talking to me. I know how many people was here. This is Human Paradox from one of your subscribers.
Okay, how you doing? I've seen your name come up a lot.
Of course, man. I love your videos, man. You give a lot of good insight. I just chimed in. I just called in about 5 minutes ago, so I'm just listening to you. I don't have a question yet, but I probably will.
Okay.
I want to give you a shout out. I'm just listening to this young lady talk.
Okay, yeah, that's Miss Gabriella. That's my co-host. I mean, she's doing very well.
Hi, Miss Gabriella. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, and what's the topic today? It's about relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's about relationships. Can relationships be a distraction? I mean, like you've been in the type of relationships like with a chick that you like, man, I shouldn't get involved with this chick right now because man, she's messing me up.
Well, I do think for men, I can only speak for men. Tom Likas, who I've listened to a lot, he used to say that men specifically should not date really until they've achieved what they want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is with women and Ms. Gabrielle, you might not want to admit this, but it's true. If a woman's with a guy who's trying to move up the ladder, women a lot of times become dream killers, and a lot of times women will not want you to be too much more successful than you are currently because they know that you might want to upgrade and leave them behind. So
then you mess it with some raggedy females.
No, I'm not saying
a woman that wouldn't want a man to come up. There's either she knows that she's not really all that, and she's scared that he's going to upgrade her for a better female. But in that case, a good woman, a woman that really wants the best for you, would actually be there to encourage you. She would stand by your side when you feel discouraged and you're really trying to come up. You know, she would be there to try to encourage you and try to help you out.
I think in theory that's correct, but. You know, I think a lot of women are insecure. I mean, even you know, the better they look, the more insecure they are, in my opinion. I remember Mark Cuban, who you know owns the Mavericks. He said when he's trying to build his business, his girlfriend told him, "Look, it's me or the business. You know, you're not spending enough time with me." And of course, he chose his business. Thank goodness he did. Became a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of times, of course, women want you to you know have something and all that. But I'm saying. You know, as far as taking the kinds of risks that you have to take, if like if you want to open a business or if you want to go back to law school or do something like that, in my experience and from the guys I've known, a lot of women don't really. I mean, they support you, but they don't. You know, they're kind of scared. You know, kind of threatened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I figure about women, brother, is like
a woman who is secure in herself wouldn't do that though.
Most women are not secure. Most women are not secure, though.
Because I'm really secure in what I got going on, so I don't really.
But Miss Gabriella, hold on. Now, human paradox. I'm gonna tell you one dynamic about Miss Gabriella that you're gonna say, "Oh, that's why she was raised with her father."
Oh man, what do they still make you? Well, my goodness. Wow,
I don't see that a lot. Who actually taught me the truth. He told me everything I need to know. So I mean, I have a whole different perspective on things that a lot of women don't have. Because I don't know how, what's the percentage, like 74% of black women don't have a father, but I, you know,
not
my
experience,
I wouldn't sit there and be.
And that's my thing, too. That's another point y'all want to make is, here's what I hear a lot in the black community is that men aren't chivalrous. Men, you know, don't know how to be, we're not husband material, so to speak. But I think a lot of the problem is that a lot of women, since a lot of women don't have fathers in the house, their mothers didn't grow up. You know, when they were growing up, their mothers didn't have a man to cater to. So a lot of women that I meet, they don't even know how to cook. I mean, you know, their house ain't always the cleanest, you know. But yet they expect the man to do ABC, you know, open the door, be chivalrous. And so I think for a woman, until you know how to put me, fix me an omelet, you're not ready for a relationship, you know. Especially if you expect me to fulfill my manly role of lifting heavy objects and cutting the grass and things like that. You know, why do I have to do that when you don't do your part? And it seemed to me a lot of women think their vaginas are top dollar, and they just that's kind of what they rely on, and nothing else. There's nothing else to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of women that kind of have that attitude.
Right.
I know some people in my personal life that don't know how to cook, can't clean.
Right.
Have funky attitudes, have a sense of entitlement.
Right.
And it's all because of what their mother told them. And it's like, I mean, I was taught, like, I learned how to cook when I was like 8. And I have pictures of me cleaning, like if I spilled something on the floor, my mom was like, she would make me get on my hands and knees and clean it up. Even like there was a picture of me when I was a baby cleaning up stuff off the floor because I was raised correctly, but a lot of women weren't.
Guys, hold on. I got a quick question. I need to come in from Joe. I'm going to bring Joe in. Hey, Joe, you here?
Yeah, I wanted to find out about the relationship between Mark Cuban and his girlfriend. I wanted to find out how many hours Cuban spent on the job or on his pursuit of the goal. I wanted to find out what his girlfriend said and why she had an attitude of why a burgeoning multi-millionaire, soon to become billionaire, was actually an aggravation to her.
Well, he said it in passing, and I saw it on Shark Tank. I was watching the show on ABC, Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Cuban said when he was building his business, of course, he built Broadcast.com, which he sold to Yahoo. I think it was $3 billion, where you can listen to sports on the Internet. But at the time, he was not rich. He was just a regular Joe, you know, spending 14 or 15 hours a day. He said he went 7 years without a vacation. So you can imagine the kind of sacrifice that he had to put in. You know, and this is during the dot-com, you know, the dot-com
era. Yeah, back
era.
In 2000, yeah.
Right. So obviously, you know, when you're starting a business of that magnitude, you're gonna spend most of your time doing that. So I guess he didn't really elaborate much. But just from what I know of him, you know, I just know that, you know, he...
See, well, I wanted to find out.
I live in Dallas, by the way. I'm in Dallas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, he there was a lot of time he had to spend. So maybe this woman couldn't see the forest from the trees. And since the fruits of his labor was not there yet, she did not see that, hey, this guy's going to be rich, you know, one day. So that's likely what happened.
Oh, yeah, but I wanted to find out a bit more about that. I mean, I know that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently,
yeah,
you know, he had to spend time away from her. I wanted to find out if there was more to it, if he spent 10 to 12 hours a day trying to start up his business. Those are the normal slave hours for a burgeoning entrepreneur. But I wanted to find out what she said, if there was anything else to be said, because that's the kind of woman you need. You don't need a woman when you're doing well. You need a woman when you're down
the trenches. Absolutely.
So I'm glad that she said that so that he can get rid of the parasite before she became somebody who basked in his shadow.
Take half his income with a divorce.
Yeah.
I remember Jay Leno saying one time, he was talking about The Bachelor, and before he said it, I couldn't figure it out. And I think that's why, a lot of people don't really watch it, especially, black folks. But, these guys are already rich. These are attractive rich guys. Why does he need help, Why don't you help out the guy that's trying to move his way up the ladder?
You mean
find love.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because girls are very short-sighted. The girl that you got on the line already, she said it. I've already said this before. Women are narcissistic.
Absolutely.
They're thinking about themselves primarily, and it's very easy to latch onto somebody when they're going up the ladder. You need somebody there when you're not doing so well, and you really need encouragement, and you need somebody to have faith in you. And that's not a lot of women, black or white.
Hold on. We have a woman on the show, so let her answer that question. Do you think what this man's saying is true, Ms. Gabriella?
The fact that you need a woman who's going to be there with you when you're down and out, I think that's very important. But it depends on what the man is doing. Like, if you're saying down and out, as in, like, he's just not doing nothing with his life, and he's just, like, he's just lazy and not ambitious, then you can't expect someone to want to stick around. But if someone's struggling and they're trying to come up, I don't see anything wrong with that. If a guy has a clear business plan and he's really working towards a goal, I would be more than happy to be with somebody like that.
That's rare.
But some women they can't see that. Like, they get tired of waiting for somebody. And they'll sit there and say, he hasn't been here already.
Yeah, but even if they're waiting around for the guy to make good, that's not exactly a gold star for the woman either. There are plenty of guys who may just not want. It's laudable to be ambitious, but if a guy just goes and gets his degree and he's satisfied in the corporate world, doesn't really feel like climbing up the ladder, then by implication, what you're saying, what other women might say, is that, if he's not going to go any further, then why should the girl be there? Well, because the guys have always been there for women who have done nothing anyway. So if the girl traditionally hasn't done a damn thing throughout her life, and the guy's been there for her, then she should take a look at the guy for who he is and act accordingly. The idea that a girl is going to be there when the guy's going to be good, who cares?
Right.
When you've made it, you get your pick of Playboy bunnies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it goes back to what I said. He who has most money gets the prettiest chick. Kind of how it goes.
That's always how it's been.
That's the male ego. But with Joe, we answered your question. I appreciate it, 'cause I got a one person holding on.
Okay. Easy, guys.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Ms. Gabriella, now, what Joe said, I'm going to step off a minute. I need to screen the call, but what Joe said, was that true?
Was that, should a woman stick around, even if the guy isn't trying to move forward in life?
No, the fact is how some women are bailed away for the guy to get to the point he needs to get to. But, I want to elaborate on that. Now, I'm going to step off a second and screen the call, and I'll be back in.
I'm thinking that what the man that just got off the phone was saying was that a woman should stick by a man, even if isn't really trying to move further in life. I was having a hard time understanding what he was trying to say. I mean, not everybody wants. I mean, there's some men that are content with just kind of like getting a job and then being comfortable. But there's some men that are more interested in like trying to achieve the highest level they can possibly achieve. So it really just depends on what you're looking for. I mean, some women are okay with just being comfortable. And there's some people who want more. So it just depends on what you want. You can't expect someone to want to stick around with somebody if they don't really want the same thing out of life. Now, I'm not saying that a man who isn't a billionaire doesn't deserve love and doesn't deserve a beautiful woman, but it really depends on who you're looking for and who you're dating.
Okay, Ms. Gabriella, we have a guy, he calls himself Mr. Solution. He wanted to add to part of the topics. I'm going to bring him in right now. Let's come on through it. Mr. Solution, all right, you're on the show now.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Yeah, good evening. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on this important topic. It says, can relationships be a distraction? Well, as I was saying to you, they should not be. That is a community devolvement. That means that the mindset of the people, probably isn't worthy of being saved, because relationships should be premier. They are the cornerstone of a healthy community and society. And in fact, if you look at, the Adam and Eve scenario, they were married and together to go out and work together and to build, quote-unquote, an empire. So I think we have it all bass-ackwards today, and that's the reason relationships and the country is really falling apart, because the man and woman are no longer really worthy of saving. They have destroyed the very institution that gives them purpose. What do you think about that?
You talking about basically the traditional family falling apart? That's what you basically the angle you're going at? I agree
200%. Well, yeah, the family even is falling apart, and I do feel that I'm not going to pay attention to these people saying. I mean, it really depends on your view and what you feel most comfortable with, but I do think that the family unit is something that is essential for the way that our society was set up, it's kind of like basic human need. You kind of need a partner to help you out. You need someone who's going to be there to support you, to stand by you, to uplift you and things like that. A lot of people are they're getting into relationships for the wrong reasons, and that's why they can become a distraction. Because instead of looking for a life partner, someone who's going to really stick by you and be the best fit for you, they're kind of looking for, they're chasing after all the wrong things, and that's why there's so many problems. And I understand what people are saying in the comment section, where they're talking about you can't apply the same value system to everyone. Because I know this issue might come up where people will say, I'm a gay couple, so,
my
system of values can't work with you. So that, I mean, it doesn't even matter if it's same sex or whatever. It does matter.
May I make one other comment? Because what has happened is we've given the woman so much power. The guy was just saying before, or words to the effect, that a woman just looks to her vagina and no other skills to qualify her. Well, what has happened, nefarious and diabolical and demon-laden individuals have crept in for profit and just to destroy the society at large, have given women an inordinate amount of power to destroy the family. Anything that a man says, the woman is taught to argue with him and to veto and nullify whatever he says. So my suggestion would be men in the $50,000 and above bracket should actually set up a matchmaking business to pursue women in other areas. Still U.S., I think I recommend that the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, and, of course, Hawaii, which is the United States, but it's not connected to the landmass, and there's a different socialization process. But the women in America, and I agree with Joe earlier, most women in America are not good girlfriend and good wife material. And I'm talking about for good men. I'm not talking about for the assholes and jerks, if I can say assholes on your show.
Oh, yes, you can.
One of the problems is that men have become pussies, and they don't have a plan. There's no model for modern-day dating, and men don't have a plan. They're just kissing women's asses without any understanding of a solution and how to proceed with the solution. But this is something I suggested because, you know, the businesses are leaving America, so we're going to have to reestablish businesses, and having a good matchmaking or dating service of marriage-worthy women, especially for quality men, and some men are pursuing this, by the way, but I'm just introducing it here again, is that women are bought and sold by the government. They're owned on one low end through welfare and through the other low end corporate jobs. And, of course, they're agents for destruction. They don't care about men. They don't care about relationships.
But that,
you see,
but
all,
see
the
all that happens.
Children
but,
women
but,
are producing,
solution,
and they're producing those children solo, by the way.
But
and
solution,
so
let me,
I think
let me
it's going
them,
to
bro.
Be incumbent and obligatory upon men to set a standard that they want to live by. And
yes,
just be
men,
polite
men
to
do,
the women,
men
tip
do
your
need
hat,
to set
and American women, and just move on. I know some black men say they want a black woman. There are black women in the world besides American-born black women. There are lots of wonderful black women in the world, and they don't have to be within the contiguous United States. Is that clear? I mean, do
yeah,
you follow
yeah,
my
we,
point?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we got your point, brother. And like I said, I appreciate you joining the show because I got another brother from Atlanta trying to get in. So I appreciate your time.
Sure, sure.
Thank you. Hello, Classy. You on the show, brother?
Hey, hey, how you doing? And I heard Mr. Solutions give his thing. Appreciate giving me a little speak time. You know, our women are beautiful. You know, and like for me as a brother, I don't know what Lil Wayne talking about, but the darker the better for me. I think that we, on a conversation level, we suffer from being able to have honesty in a conversation with our ladies. I see why a lot of dudes grew up lying, because sometimes when we're talking about the truth, it's hard to swallow on both sides. Now, I do know this. Many a times, men, when they're confronted with the truth, let's say, you know, there's thugs, there's no good men, men are sometimes abusive, or men sometimes don't represent their children, men are able to swallow that because they understand that. I think just really following up on what Mr. Solution said is that when we speak to ladies about some concerns that we have, you know, dancing in front of their baby, stripping in front of their baby, doing all this other non-good raising type of conduct, you get name called, you get shamed down. It's like an honest conversation that you can't have.
You kind of break
and one
it
of the
up.
Reasons
you,
I want to call you, in was just go ahead.
Okay, no, it's like Miss Gabriella. Now he's talking about all the twerk teaming in front of the babies and looking like whores in front of your children, and then a brother say something about it, you call names, you're attacked. Now, why is that? And I mean, you as a black woman, why did that go on?
Like, why do women not want to hear the truth, or?
Yeah, why they don't want to hear the truth? If a black man said that without malice, of course, we're not calling you black and all his other names. Not that. I'm just saying, little sister, it's not really good to be twerk teaming in front of your child. So let's start there.
A lot of them don't understand that that's wrong because their own mama was doing that mess in front of them. Because a woman that was raised correct, I would never bend over and be shaking my butt in front of a child or be asking them, like the women that you see some pictures where they'll have somebody in their underwear in the bathroom, they have their child taking a picture in the background. You know what I'm saying, right?
Oh yeah, we all know what you're saying.
a woman that was raised correctly wouldn't. She would never do that. And so, if a man is sitting there saying, "Hey, I don't think that she should be doing this, or this is wrong," from their mindset, they're like, this is how I was raised. Everybody in my family does this. My sister did it. My mom did it. My aunt did it. And when I was 4 years old, they were teaching me how to shake my butt. So how is this wrong? How is the way that I was raised wrong? And so they get defensive and they get upset because you're basically, like, attacking their belief system or what they feel is normal. And so they don't want to hear that a lot of the times. Like, that's their truth. That's their reality.
But see, those same females you're talking about didn't grow up with their dad in their life either. Because ain't no, at least any man that's listening right now, would you let your daughter at 4 years old or three or whatever shake her behind? 9 out of 10, you would say that ain't happening, and you'll stop it right then and there. But since they don't have no father in the home, that's what's wrong with a lot of these females. They go on the street and they got daddy issues. They're looking for a daddy in the street, and all they get is some hard D and a baby. That's all they're gonna get. That's what's going on in the black community in the area of relationships as it is. Then you got these old sorry men as being raised by these females and don't even know sense of family either. So it's like it's both parties. It's both. Because, you know, like that dude Shorty Lowe with all them kids or whatever. I saw an article. He got another chick pregnant. Another one. Child number 12. Another baby mama. And my thing is this. I was thinking about that article on the way home. Like, these females would know this dude got so many kids. It's like these females want to be on the same level as the baby mama, so she want to have a kid too. I don't get that. She feel like the other woman got a one-up on her.
Let me raise a little point on that, and I think you're talking about Shorty Lowe, am I correct?
Yeah, I'm talking about Shorty Lowe. I'm talking, I sure am.
Okay, all right. Here's the deal. All right. From a person who used to do dirt, when you're dealing with women who are, and get this because it's a powerful point, when you're dealing with women who are afraid of professional men, okay? And when I say afraid of professional men, these women know they're going to have to conduct themselves in a different way, per what you and the lady were just saying. You're going to have to conduct yourself in a different way than you would if you were with Shorty Lowe, who is really a dope boy who made a one-hit single. All right? People like to call him a rapper. In actuality, he produced a group. That's how he got known, and he made one-hit single. So it's like all these people, all these women came to this dude under the guise of, I can still shake, do what I want to, X, Y, Z. All I have to do is get with this cat and get some of that money. But see, when you're dealing with a professional dude, it's totally different. And the same thing is true when you hear some women complain that men get intimidated with some professional women. It's not the men get intimidated. No, it's the lesser dudes get intimidated off of women with money. Because dudes that's handling their business, kind of like what Mr. Solution said about creating a event. This I created cleanandclassy.com so that women could meet men. I have events in Atlanta. I have single events and what have you. I do that. So it's like, but when people come into my world or some of my friends' world, I don't have time to tweet you, sweetheart. I'm in the middle of a meeting. I don't have time to talk to you during the day. You're not working, you know. So there's certain levels of conversations we can't have. And in conclusion, it's very sad because you're trying to build something with another black person. But you as a dude who knows who you are, what you're doing, you're not ran by your penis, it's weird for them. It's like, huh? Yeah, and I have sex good. So what?
Well, see,
you
got to
get on my page, baby. I don't have to get on yours.
Brother, let me say something about that. The whole world is so used to black men being pussy hounds. That's what it is.
Right.
So when a black man is not a pussy hound and like, female, I don't need you. I don't need nothing you got between your legs. I got my stuff. I go get female if I want one. I don't need you. I'm trying to be by my money. It shocks them. It shocks them right off the bat. Everybody know if you can't get a man, you can get a black man. He'll take you no matter what your situation is or where you come from. It's the truth. So when you are a black man who got something about yourself and say, you know what, I don't want a chick that's just any old weight. I want a chick with something. I want a chick that's going to have, you know, some get up and go about herself, and not to, you know, I just use the language too much on my broadcast, but they want to call you a certified asshole. Okay, that's what they want to call you. And like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying that I have worked hard, I've gotten to this point, and I feel the woman that I'm with should at least meet me halfway. I'm not about to take this hood rat from the hood when I'm sitting up here in a board meeting somewhere in a three-piece suit trying to take care of my business, and I'm dealing with you. Oh, just because you're pretty? So what?
Right, absolutely. And you know what, let me say something, because I know the lady wants to speak too, but let me say something to that. I started on YouTube this thing, Black Manhood Lessons, because I saw that guys, for black guys, they was kind of starving for little comments from black men on how black men should behave. And one of my points is kind of what you just said. Dude, focus on yourself for once. Stop focusing on sneakers. Stop focusing on chicks. Focus on yourself. Start wondering how that NASDAQ goes up and down. You know what I'm saying? Focus on stuff like that. You get too many of these dudes who, they get so fascinated with chicks to the point where it's almost like something. It's almost like, please, just pay me some attention. Man, I could care less whether this chick likes me or not, because as the older I get, and this is a biblical principle, this is an Islamic principle, this is a Buddha principle, the older I get, the better I get as a man. My options just go up and up and up. So why would I even worry whether this chick wants to get with me or not? God bless her, but go do what you need to do. I told a chick recently, you got all these problems, sweetheart. That's not my reality. I respect what you're going through, but I can't let your situation be my situation.
Exactly. In other words, I noticed black men who have done so with themselves, they live by a higher standard, and they call a woman to have a higher standard, and hence, that's when they want to call your names. Because you say, wait a minute, darling, I've come from the gutter, too. I came from the hood. I wasn't born with a spoon in my mouth. Every day I work hard. I got to work twice as hard to get what other people get just from the jump. And so, the thing is, you need a woman that's going to match you, because you go come up higher that way. Because I'll tell you, dudes, this. A woman could do one or two things for you. She could help you go up higher or take you down. Simple as that. You know, so especially when you're climbing up, you need a woman that can actually help you come higher than where you're at. And for me, if you're not even working, you're not even taking care of your own life, well, what, I'm going to start towing you around like a tow truck? Everywhere I go, I'm dragging you. I'm like, you're not my child. You're supposed to be my woman to, like, help me to be a better man, and I help you to be a better woman. But, like I said, Ms. Gabrielle, like I said, we got 8 minutes left on the show. What do you want to add to that? Ms. Gabrielle, still there?
I'm still here. It was on mute. But I agree with what you guys are saying. I know a lot of people, you know, it's important to find someone that's a good fit. Like, you can't, it's a bad idea for a man to sit there and take someone who's not ambitious out the hood or out the trailer park somewhere and expect that to be someone who's really going to help you out. But what I wanted to know is, I have a lot of people that have, that'll say these things like, oh, well, you know, black men, what they should do is they should give back to the community. They need to go to the hood and rescue a female and help her out, and you need to go back to the hood and get a chick from there. And you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know who told you that, but they told you a lie. They told you a bold-faced lie.
That's wrong.
So, check this. Let me ask you, let me tell you something. I don't notice men of other communities putting on their cape and going to rescue somebody. They always get a chick that's equal to them. In looks and in stature. Why we got to be the only ones that got to go play the captain, save a whole stuff? Why us? You know why us? Because everybody expects us to be weak. Everybody expects us to be pussy hounds. Everybody expects us to take any old female to say, hey, I'll be with you. That's the problem. I'm kind of offended by even hearing that. Not from you, but to say somebody to tell us that if we have came to a certain level in our life and we worked hard, that we got to go get some chick from the hood to see a hood rat. And she don't care about it. It's not the fact that she's from the hood. It's the fact that she ain't do nothing with her life. So what, so she can get pregnant? You get pregnant and take all our money too with child support? Man, forget that.
Watch this. Do the Asian guys do it? No.
No.
Nope.
Do the Jewish guys do it? Not at all. Matter of fact, in Jewish culture, and you're here in Atlanta too, right over North Druid Hills, let you have more than one baby out of wedlock. Them dudes will ostracize you.
Yeah, in a lot of communities, it is like that. They will ostracize you.
Oh, yes, they will. I mean, that's how it is in a lot of countries. I don't know why it's like that in the black community, but I've seen it all over the world. Like, it seems like we're the only people that kind of dumpster dive for me.
No, I'm going to say this much. Like, black men, it's the truth. Black men don't ostracize at all. They don't. They take whatever. Like, for instance, and this is the truth. If a white girl... if a white guy found out she's been with black men, or especially she have a baby with a black man, it's a wrap for her. They don't want nothing to do with her anymore. She's cut out of the community. Us, we don't have no standards to say, you know what, if you do this, we not fooling with you. No, we'll take you. We don't care if you got 8 kids from 8 different dudes. We'll still take you. Oh, she pretty. Like, come on, dude. Like, have some standards. And you taking care of this other dude's kids, paying for all this chick stuff, and you just cheesing with this chick. And everybody looking at you like, man, you stupid. But it goes back to, we are told in a single parent household that the woman is the most angelic thing that ever came to the face of the earth, and we should not question it or have any standard for her. And that's a lie, because women are told that they have standards for themselves. You need a man with a job. You need a man with this. You need a man with that. All this laundry list of stuff. But we as men can't say nothing, or we are called buttholes.
Let me throw this in there. If you notice, in Asian culture, Jewish culture, they put the boys first. Now, it's not because they demean the women necessarily like they do in Asian culture, but because the boys have more of a lineage to take care of the parents when they get older. The parents don't have the luxury of Social Security, so they believe that Social Security is within their children. Here's the other paradigm to that. Unfortunately, in our culture, we tell our little girls, go do this so you won't need a man. But we go tell our little boys, go do this so you can take care of a woman. Not yourself, so you can take care of a woman. And a lot of dudes grow up resentful. Look at this power punch. Have you noticed most guys who call women out their name grew up in single-parent households?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a lot of times, them guys that come out of single-parent households have mama problems, too, because some of these females treat their sons like with a chip on his shoulder, because he may look like the dad that treated her bad or whatever, and this kid grows up in a house having the same mannerisms, looking like the father and everything, and she a lot of times take out her frustration on her own child when that child had nothing to do with what his father chose to do. You know how many times I've heard growing up, you look just like your dad. Oh, you acting just like your father. You know, I'm saying, well, why you can't say nothing positive about my father? Why every time I say something that you don't like, I'm sounding just like my father? You get what I'm saying? You know, so that happens a lot to a lot of, you know, black men. That's why some of them grew up and have the hatred they have, too. It's not really the chicks they're dating. It comes from their mothers. It's a problem. And I kind of wish, you know, that like my grandmother in them time, I wish those sisters come back. The ones that loved their kids immensely, treated their husbands right, you know, did everything, you know, right. You know what I'm saying? It's just like from my grandmother's time period back, our community is wonderful. And we had our family intact. I noticed from my parents' generation on after, it got bad every generation since. You know, my mother, she's in her 50s, okay? And so from that time period, whenever they were born, to after that, we just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But anyway, I got less than a minute. I appreciate everyone joining the show, everything, for calling in. And you can definitely, you know, keep up with us here, you know, on Blog Talk Radio. You can definitely find me on YouTube, you know, all the links. Ms. Gabriella, you want to say something, somebody can find you on real quick before we have to get off the show?
Yeah, so I'll actually be posting the links where you can find me online, and then you can follow me there. It's really the places that you can find me at, it's really hard to spell them, and I just would be better to just put the link and follow it from, I guess, the fan page. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I can actually, what I'll do is you can send me the links. I actually put it on the page of the show page. I can, you know, if that can help you out.
Okay.
All right. That way people can find you and what you're doing and what's going on. But anyway, I appreciate everyone joining the show. And, you know, I will definitely come back with another show next week because obviously we need to keep talking about relationships because this is a hot topic since we cannot get along in our particular relationships. So to, you know, next week, you know, everybody, you know, stay blessed and, you know, y'all have a wonderful, you know, week and weekend. Ms. Gabrielle, you want to say anything before I wrap it up?
Yeah, it's actually about to snow here, so anybody who's in North Carolina, just be safe and enjoy your holiday weekend.
Okay, everyone take care and we'll see you next week.